scriptures. But now look at me as I read Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. And I'm going to talk to you tonight on this subject, I am not ashamed. And we're going to turn to every verse of scripture that I shall use. I could quote all these verses, but somehow tonight I feel in my heart I want to read them to you, and you follow along with me in your Bible. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I believe God's thoughts and ways are higher than we could ever imagine. I think His Word is fathomless. According to Psalm 36, verse 6, it is deeper than the ocean. That's how deep it is. The height of it can be seen in that it stretches to and is anchored in heaven, Psalm 119, verse 89. It is not only deep and high, but it is so long until 1 Peter 1:23 tells us it will last forever and ever. And it is so broad that you cannot measure the Word of God. In fact, if every preacher in the United States of America preached on the same text this morning, not one portion of that text would be diminished. And as the millions and millions of people feed upon God's Word from its inexhaustible supply, it will never be diminished. Turn to Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Everybody turn in your Bible. It's not going to be lengthy or long, but it is going to be to the point. And who can give me a definition of the gospel right quick? That's absolutely correct. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. Paul said in Romans 1:16, "For I am what? Not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Paul is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. And the Greek word for power is dunamis, which means dynamite. For it is the dynamite of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And no person in this world will ever be saved by the grace of God until he or she embraces the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Turn to Romans, the 9th chapter. Romans chapter 9. First of all, I said I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Second, I want to say I am not ashamed of Jesus. Amen. Romans chapter 9, verse 33. "As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be what?" All right, this rock of offense and this cornerstone that has been placed in Zion is none other than Jesus, and whosoever believes on him will not be ashamed. Look over to the 10th chapter and the 11th verse. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. So I'm not ashamed of Jesus. One time I was preaching in West Texas, and four grown men had been saved at one service, and there was one man sitting over to my left that I knew the church had prayed for over 20 years. And at the close of the service, I made my way to him, and I said, I've been praying for you, and this church has been praying for you, and we all would love to see you saved. And right there in the church building, he let out an ugly word. He didn't use God's name in vain, but he let out an ugly word. And he looked me right in the face, Herschel, and he said, Preacher, you ain't so smart that I didn't understand everything you said. And if I need your help, I'll ask for it. I said, well, I'm sorry if I offended you. I just wanted you to know that I was interested in your soul. About 2 o'clock the next morning, the pastor's telephone rang. And it was this man. He said, where is the evangelist? And the pastor said, he's asleep at his motel. And he said, well, you wake him up right now and tell him that I've been saved. I'm ashamed of what I said to him in the service tonight, but I'm not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad that God can change a man's heart when it looks almost impossible to be changed. Turn to 1 Peter 4:16. 1 Peter 4:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of Christ. And I am not ashamed to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 4:16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be what? Let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now let me say to every one of you from the very depths and bottom of my heart, that we don't have a thing in the world to be ashamed of. And if we must suffer for a few days and a few months, let's don't get on a pity box and pity ourselves. Let's remember 1 Peter 4:16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For one of the things that Christians are told they'll have to do in this world if they stand for Jesus is they will have to suffer for Him. So I'm not ashamed to do some suffering for Jesus. Turn to 2 Timothy 2, or rather chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not what? I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now, this is the Apostle Paul. And he said, I suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed. Listen now, for I know whom I have believed. Most preachers, Catherine, misquoted. They quoted, I know in whom I believed. It doesn't say in whom I have believed. It says, I know whom I have believed. That is a personal pronoun. And Paul is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. I know Him. And the greatest blessing you can have tonight is to know Jesus in your heart. That's not all of that verse. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I suffer these things, for I know whom I have believed. And listen, Brother George, and I am persuaded, I am thoroughly convinced that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. And He can not only keep our souls, He can keep our lives, He can keep our homes, He can keep our church. We ought to rejoice that we are in the hollow of His hand. Now turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. In this chapter, it is known as the faith chapter, and the heroes of faith are listed. And Paul says of them in verse 16, "But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not what? God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city." Now look right straight at me. I'm not ashamed tonight of the gospel of Christ, are you? I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the one in whom I've put my trust, because He'll keep it until the day of the first resurrection. I'm not ashamed to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. But the thing that makes me happiest of all is that God says now they desire a better country. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. And dear church, I want to tell you tonight, it ought to put us on our face when we contemplate the fact that God is not ashamed of us. Now, how many of you would like to learn one new word before you go home? Let's see your hand. All right. The word is periphasis. Have I ever told you about this? Let's everybody say it. Periphasis. Now, this is what I'm praying for. I'm praying when we get a preacher to be our pastor, that he will not be plagued with this disease of periphasis. Because there is a disease that is sweeping preachers throughout the land. And the sad thing about it is that their congregations know that they have the disease long before the preachers know it. But what in the world is periphasis? Periphasis, and I have it written down if you want to write it down after the service tonight. Periphasis means the use of many words when few would do, amen. And what I'm praying for is for God to send us a pastor that will get up, speak up, and shut up, amen. May we stand together. Just remember the opening text where God said, "My ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and your ways, and my thoughts and your thoughts." Let's join hands for our benediction.